It's not easy getting agreement between cities and suburbs on a lot of issues, but the long-term plan for mass transit from Metro Detroit has been especially thorny. The Regional Transit Authority, agreed on in principle back in 2012, just slammed into a wall on funding issues. Some Republican lawmakers from Oakland County had enough objections to proposals on the table that House Speaker Lee Chatfield now says it's time to table the issue. Representative John Riley is one of the lawmakers who did have reservations, and he joins us now. Representative Riley, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
The structure was laid out in two bills in circulation. What was the deal breaker for you in these proposals?
Both of them were the same. Well, actually, the list is quite lengthy on the deal breakers, but one of them would be that the taxpayers, the citizens, voted on this in 2016. And in an election when many people were focused on, you know, who the president was going to be, they tried to pass this proposal then with lots of funding for the people who were in favor of the mass transit against the citizens who were not organized at all. And it failed. So it clearly showed that the citizens, even with all that funding behind it, it failed and didn't make it in 2016. So to come back now and say, hey, we want to kind of change the rules on which we run this next one to make it more favorable for those people who are in favor of the mass transit, I think is not standing up for the taxpayers and what they went through in 2016 and how they stopped this legislation in 2016.
Would a smaller millage make any difference to you?
It would not for me. I think that it's not really a question of a millage. It's, again, what the taxpayer said for one. And then secondly, just the idea of mass transit by the the public taking on mass transit. I think a more efficient model would be to get the public or the private sector involved. There was like 50 large companies that were in favor of these bills, and I'd like to see those types of companies say, hey, maybe we should get together and find out, is there a way we can be competitive in the marketplace and run our own transit system instead of expecting the taxpayers, especially taxpayers up in areas that would see very little benefit of this in their area. So I think that's a much better model, to go to a free market system where businesses who have skin in the game will run the most efficient system, as compared to, I think you'll clearly see that when you look at mass transit now, the amount of people that are using it is decreasing. The numbers, all you have to do is look at the numbers and see that from 2010 compared to 2018, it's down 35% on how much people are using transportation in Detroit. So we're kind of like, this is archaic in a way, and we should be looking for innovative solutions, not trying to just go into a bigger boondoggle. I mean, look at Detroit and Wayne County. They have enough problems already. We want them to do well. We don't want to put a boat anchor around them on something that's not run efficiently.
Does the fact that Dave Coulter, the Oakland County executive, was on board not outweigh your concerns?
Yeah, that does not outweigh my concerns, because he is one person who represents one view. I represent 90,000 people, and when I talk to my constituents and many other people, there's many voices out there. Many taxpayers turned out to the polls in 2016 and said, no, this is not something we want. That's probably the best indicator right there. When you get people that turn out in large quantities against the groups of people, the special interest groups that spend lots of money, and you still beat them, well, you really got to examine those results and say, wow, this is not something that the people wanted.
A property tax levy is a method that relies on homeowners for a transportation funding. Homeowners who rarely themselves use public transit. It tends to be much more widely used by students and seniors and people with working class jobs. Would you support another method for funding a transportation system, something that just didn't rely on property taxes?
Well, as I've already stated, I think that this is best left up to the private sector. If the public sector wants to get involved, then I think you definitely have to start at the most local level possible. I know that many of the townships that came in and testified at the hearing had their own types of bus systems to help those who needed help within their community. And that's one thing a community can decide on their own, and that they have to cover the funding for it and to make it efficient. Otherwise, and because the people in that community would be closest to it to see it and be able to evaluate it. So it is possible that some communities may opt to do that, and that so be it for that community to decide to do that. But overall, my general idea is I believe in the marketplace. I believe that businesses really are the ones. I used to work at a company where we tested airbags and seatbelts, and we decreased the employees in our testing lab by 50%. And then 2 years later, with that decrease, we doubled the amount of tests that we did. And that's what the free market and competition will do. And that's what we really need to have happen when it comes to something like mass transit.
John Riley is a representative of the Oxford area and other parts of Oakland County. Mr. Riley, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity.
We were speaking with State Representative John Riley. He's one of several Oakland County Republicans who oppose funding a regional transit system in southeast Michigan. Supporters had been hoping to get millage for this on the ballot soon. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans is one of the leaders who favored the bills as a way to move forward on a years-long effort to build a transit system connecting the four southeast counties. He joins us now to talk about what comes next. Warren Evans, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, April.
What does this latest turn of the RTA screw mean?
Well, it just means that, you know, we're back to trying to figure out where to go from here, and I think what it really means is that we have to, as a region, come to terms with whether the word regionalization really has some meaning in terms of the growth of, you know, southeastern Michigan, or whether that's just a catchphrase we use when we want to sound, you know, politically cool. And I think that's at the crux of the problem is, this whole regional idea only makes sense to folks when it's going to directly benefit them in whatever way they have interest in. And it's losing sight of the fact that you build the region regionally. And transit is a key part of this region moving forward, whether folks want to accept it or not. And so if we only use regionalization when it, you know, is individually good to individual people, then we don't really believe in regionalization. If we don't believe in it, let's quit giving lip service to it.
The counties that need to buy into this, as it's currently set up, are Wayne, Macomb, Oakland, and Washtenaw. Why has it been so difficult to get buy-in from all of them?
I think initially, a couple of years ago, the issue was Macomb County. We worked real hard to take Macomb County out of it because if Macomb County didn't want it, they don't want it, you know, and I don't try to force anything on anybody. So the idea was that Oakland, Wayne, and Washtenaw were in favor of it. And people got to remember, this is just about putting a plan on the ballot. The plan isn't even totally constructed. So this is enabling legislation that would allow for a plan to be talked about in all of these communities and then let the people decide whether they like the plan or not. What the legislature has done in not getting this bill through is to deny those voters, those people who do want to be regional players, the opportunity to vote for or against it. And I think that's sad.
You know, if the objection is to having a millage spelled out before there is a long-term plan, is it possible to just finalize the long-term planning first and then pass the millage later?
Well, you know, that I don't know. I think my grandma would call that putting the cart before the horse. But I think the enabling legislation, and it did have a cap on what the potential millage could be, and that was certainly negotiable. Because you build your system with the available revenue that you would have. But, you know, I don't know what else we could do other than, number one, cap the potential millage and then develop a plan and take it to all of those counties and cities and townships and make the best case for whether they're viable or not. And certainly the people in those communities can decide then whether they're getting the bang for their buck that they thought is important. But we don't even get to that point because of, you know, the reluctance to allow this to go forward. And I've got to think part of that is because the legislators who are opposed to it really think that the voters would be in favor of it. And that's kind of, it's kind of troubling. I mean, why wouldn't you let it go to a vote and let people decide what they wanted, unless, you know, you had some predisposition as to the way, you know, you want it to fall? And I just think that's kind of unfortunate.
Some of what we were hearing from those who oppose the bill is that Oakland County just isn't going to get as much service as some of the other counties.
You can't say that until you see a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're preempting the plan. Those of us who have been working on transit understand full well that if the value is not there for the residents, you know, then they should vote against it or there should not be a plan. But the truth of the matter is you're going to have some areas in any county that are in dire need of transit to support the businesses in that area and the growth of the region, and there will be more rural areas that will not get the direct benefit in terms of being able to use transit or being interested in using transit. But that doesn't mean it's not a benefit to the region and therefore a benefit to everybody. If the region gets stronger, property values grow, more industry comes. And so, you know, sometimes you can be penny wise and pound foolish, and that's the way I see that.
What do you think the way forward is on this? Is it possible to move RTA forward as a deal between Wayne and Washtenaw counties?
I don't think that works, just because I don't think it generates enough revenue to really create a system. It would be kind of a patchwork, very limited sort of thing. So, I mean, I think the answer now is until people decide to come in a more honest and straightforward view of, you know, whether we need transit and whether we don't, we're not going to go very far. The truth of the matter is, as much as we talk about how good the economy is and, you know, that the economy is growing and businesses are growing, we're still not increasing in population. And the reason, in large part, is because of a lack of transit. What we're really doing is trying to get back to where we were before the Great Recession. And, you know, you can couch that in language that says that's economic development, but it's not. It's trying to get back to status quo. And we're not going to move forward significantly with both population and economic development growth until we can get people from one place to the other, you know, more expeditiously. And then you see that everywhere else in the country. This, you know, there's nothing unique about southeastern Michigan that defies the concept.
I don't know if I'm stretching the analogy too far here, but part of the way regional transit funding is set up is that people who own homes are in the position of being asked to help pay for regional transit through millage. And largely, it's not people who own homes who use public transit. Is there any way to get around this basic mechanism? I mean, I hesitate to suggest a gas tax at this point.
Well, you know, and there's also sales tax possibilities. I mean, there are lots of different ways. I certainly don't think putting the onus on homeowners and property taxes is necessarily the best way to get there, but it is a way to get there. And to me, transit is a big enough issue that we need to try to figure that out. Now, if folks want to sit down and have a serious conversation about other ways to fund it and finance it, I mean, that's great. I'd be the first one at the table to hear what they have to say and to sit there with pencil and pad and try to figure it out. I'm not so sure that those who oppose it, I think, oppose transit, not necessarily how it would be paid for. I mean, the subterfuge is, I don't like this or I don't like that, but I think the real issue is it's a transit issue that, for some spoken and unspoken reasons, doesn't resonate well with some folk.
Warren, thanks very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Warren Evans is Wayne County Executive.